Reverend Franklin Graham, Pray God Spares the Nation from the Evil Before Us. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 25, 2020. On Christmas Eve, evangelical leader Reverend Franklin Graham asked Christians to pray that America will be spared from the evil that is before us. A supporter of President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, Graham asked his Twitter followers to pray for the president, that God will grant him wisdom in the coming days. On Saturday, he posted to Facebook that Trump has been maligned, falsely accused, and attacked on every front since before the election in 2016. When President Trump says that this election has been rigged or stolen, I tend to believe him, he wrote. He has a track record of being right. The president of international aid charity Samaritan's Purse, Graham, also acknowledged the effects of the coronavirus lockdowns in an op-ed at Fox News. This is a Christmas unlike any other, he wrote. One that finds many Americans filled with fear and anxiety. Large family gatherings and office parties have been replaced with grim lockdowns, quarantines and isolation, he observed. What used to be the warmest and most welcoming time of the year can now feel sterile and cold. The Christian leader also noted that while there is hope in new vaccines to combat the infection caused by the coronavirus, still there isn't a vaccine on earth that can protect us from worry, depression, or fear. The only way to heal a sick spirit, Graham said, is to find healing for deep, spiritual needs, and that's in Jesus Christ, the hope of Christmas. Jesus, he continued, is the only cure for a disease of the heart that has infected all mankind, sin. God's rescue mission to save us from our sins, Graham said, happened on that first Christmas morning. When Christ was born of a virgin in the town of Bethlehem on that first Christmas morning, true hope was born for you and me, he explained, adding. While everything else may lock down, isn't it reassuring to know there is a God who never shuts down? He will never isolate or leave those who trust in Him alone. This is the good news of Christmas, Graham wrote. Jesus Christ changed the world on that first Christmas day, and He has the power to change your life today and for all eternity.